Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Yesterday, I went out before supper when it wasn't windy, and I shoveled with my neighbor, and we both commented, "Man, it's beautiful out here. I could shovel all night." He's like, "Yeah," but that was about 6:40-ish.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Took the dog for a walk around the block. Come back, my feet are a little wet. Mm-hmm. Had changed the pot lights, you know, out of the Christmas spirit to regular, and so I'm taking the box in because I want to just organize them before I put them away. And I'm coming up the stairs in our garage. That's about seven wooden steps. I get to the top, and one of the lights falls out of the box, and it slowly rolls down the step. And I'm talking to myself, "Don't break, don't break, don't break, don't break," because I don't want to clean it up.
And they're a mess.
So I start to go down and reach for it, and I'm at the top of the steps, and it keeps rolling just out of my reach,
Of course,
And boom, I go down. Seven steps. Honestly, dude, I know it's funny.
Yeah, it is.
But I have the biggest blue bruise because I'm diabetic and I bruise really easy.
Well, I think, a lot of people would bruise if you fall downstairs.
So anyway, I got up. I'm like, okay. I'm not an old man yet. Didn't break a hip. Didn't break an arm. I'm okay. Didn't bang my head. From about 8 o'clock till now, I feel like I played a football game. Like, it's amazing how fast, and we can laugh, but I know people that have died falling off ladders.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how quick things can change.
Yeah.
Simple walk up the
But you know what's the worst about it when something like that happens? It happens in slow motion.
Oh, it does, and you can't stop
And you can't stop it. It's the worst, because it feels like a moment like that takes 10 minutes.
Well, here's the worst part. Our dog is such a spaz that I don't have a shock collar, so what I do is I take that spray bottle and spray him in the face if he barks at other dogs.
Yeah, okay.
So I had the spray bottle in my left hand to take back into the house, and when I fell, don't ask me why, but I saved the spray bottle. I never dropped it, so I couldn't grab anything, so there's a bang, bang, bang. Oh, yeah.
And I bet the dog looked at you and laughed.
Yeah, just wanted a treat.
No, it's like, there's your spray bottle. Take that spray bottle. Now, here's an honest question.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
Well, no, my girlfriend was there. I got to be a man.
But did you cry when you went to the bathroom? You cried.
In the basement, I did.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Kristen and I have been pretty good. Moving in, no real issues. But one little minor pet peeve she has of mine is, besides using forks as scrapers,
scratchers.
But I don't do that now because she bought me a pack of five beauties.
Back scratchers.
But I don't, like, for instance, she went to use a cheese whiz the other day, and I didn't put the lid on as sturdy as I should have.
Yeah.
Or the one bad thing I really do is when I eat chips, I don't finish the chips, but then I don't run a clips, and I don't
Just roll them up loose, and
they're kind of loosely rolled up. She's like, it's a waste of money.
It's a findable offense.
This is brutal.
And also with the lid on the cheese whiz, it's a major offense too, because somebody goes to grab the cheese whiz out of the fridge, and it falls.
So I've got a life hack here. You got to combine pleasing your significant other with pinching pennies in these tough times. So what I've done is I found this online and I've worked, and it's working to perfection now.
Yeah.
So for instance, say I get a bag of S&Vs, okay?
Salt and vinegar.
Yeah. The ripple ones.
Yeah, okay.
Those are the only ones I eat.
Yeah.
Okay. And some bags have it where you pull the thing and it nicely pulls off and it's got the seal up. But the S&Vs don't. Once you're in and they know that.
Yeah.
Okay. But sometimes you're not going to eat all the S&Vs. So what I do is I take a pair of scissors, I cut the top of the bag.
Sure.
When I'm done, I use that top as a string to tie the bag up.
Wow.
Boom! Look at that. I'm saving money on clips.
Right.
And I'm pleasing my significant other.
Wow.
That is a life hack to you, folks.
That is pathetic. You put that much thought into
it. I have to, man.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Guys do this the most. Women do it too, but guys quote movies like crazy. Like,
yeah.
Guys will find a movie they love, mm-hmm. and they'll watch it 100 times. For instance, I remember when I was in high school, Old School came out, and my buddies and I watched that movie probably 100 times, or Days of Confused. We had every single line. We could quote the whole movie the whole time.
Yeah.
What are the most quotable movies? And actually, the Toronto International Film Festival asked people this on Twitter, and there were some great answers. Ballsy, what's your most quotable movie? Which one do you go
easy,
to?
Easy, because it's being on a bunch of sports buses, especially yeah. hockey team. Slapshot.
Of course. And that's on the list.
Tell Detroit,
yeah.
trade me right. No.
And, of course, it's Canadians, so yeah. they're going to slap shots on there. Glengarry Glen Ross is one. Coffee is for closers. You know yeah. the line. Yeah. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Monty Python, so quotable. It's funny yeah. stuff. I usually quote Life of Brian because that's what I know more, but Mean Girls on there. I don't quote Mean Girls. I haven't really seen it.
Me either.
I don't think I've seen it in
me
full,
either.
But all the Austin Powers
haven't
movies.
Haven't seen Monty Python either, me.
No? Any of them?
No.
Oh, you got it. Austin Powers, any of the movies. Also, Pulp Fiction.
Right.
Of course, Royale with cheese yep. and all that stuff. Scarface, Say Hello to My Little Friend.
Yeah.
The Big Lebowski, I'm Just Gonna Go Find a Cash Machine. Airplane.
Yeah.
I Am Serious and Don't Call Me Shirley.
Yeah.
Jaws, I Think We Need a Bigger Boat. Casablanca, of all the gin joints and all. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Those are the... the hipsters will really pick Casablanca
yeah.
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Even though, come on, when was the last time you quoted, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn? When was the last time you said that? But
yeah.
You're like, on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Last Tuesday, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Anchorman is one of my go-tos. That's what I quote
a lot. Don't act like you're not impressed.
It's an optical illusion, right? Or Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah.
I quote Dumb and Dumber almost every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big gulps, huh? Well, see ya. That's one of the best lines in all movies.
John Denver's full up.
Yeah. What about Major League?
Oh yeah.
Right. I'll quote it. I'll
yeah yeah.
I'll
yeah.
edit it down here. But screw you, Joe Boo.
Yeah.
I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
Or Step Brothers.
Oh yeah yeah.
That didn't even make like nobody even mentioned it. But
yeah.
Step Brothers, come on, so much room for activities.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest ones, one of the ones I quoted the most growing up, without a doubt, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, I watched that, but I can't. It's a 1986 movie, and you were into that?
Oh, yeah. Ferris Bueller's Day Off was timeless.
I was into it, but I can't remember. I've only watched it once.
He's so uptight, you could stick a lump of coal up. You know that one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Come
on.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
I don't know if you've heard this. It's a video that's been around for a few months, but I just saw it for the first time yesterday, and it was mind-blowing to me. This guy's sitting playing guitar. He's playing Stairway to Heaven.
Right.
First off, no stairway, but I guess in this case, we'll allow an exception. And his parrot starts singing along. Doesn't start singing the words, but kind of sings its own thing. Just listen in the background. Remember, this is a parrot singing and whistling.
It reminds me when I altar served my old priest, Father Balzer. He could never sing in tune. He's always off on his own.
Yeah,
I
could quite remember the words.
They start whistling it or humming it.
You've only sang this song 150 times, but that's
exactly
fine. And then this one is my favorite yesterday that I saw. They call it James Hetfield in the News. So James Hetfield of Metallica singing Enter Sandman, but they put it with the music of Huey Lewis in the News, Hit to Be Square. And it is amazing. Never, never land.
Love it. Something's wrong, something like maybe not tonight. And the honest of why. Treat the war, treat the lies, treat the dragon's fire. And the things that will fight. It just matches perfectly. So listen to this.
So they kind of lose me a little bit here. But wait. Wait till it comes right back in. This is amazing. How it just matches perfectly.
This should be in our rotation.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So I can't find my nuts.
It's cold, I get it.
Yeah, no, so no. And they're not because they're in Crescenda's purse.
Oh, no. Well,
yeah,
no.
I was going to be your
That's
line.
That's the first place you said.
So I went in grocery shopping the other day, and I thought, you know what? I haven't bought these salted planters peanuts for a long time. So I got a big, it's not a small bag. Yeah. I got a big, like a big container.
Like a $50 bag.
Well, kind of, like a big container, right? Like I'm going to watch some, if I'm going to watch the Oilers soil the sheets.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat some nice nuts.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because they drive me nuts. So I, what happens is as I'm bringing the groceries in, I clearly see the nuts in the bag. So it's not like I left them on the roof of the car or anything like that. Okay? Yeah. Somebody calls me and I get into the conversation. I think it was my brother and we really got into this conversation. Well, it was just about a bunch of different things, our parents and stuff.
Sure.
And I'm putting the groceries away, but going around the house doing a bunch of things. You know me, scatterbrained.
Yeah.
I can't find the nuts. I've looked in the obvious places like the pantry or whatever. I've looked in the fridge because I've put like remote controls in the fridge and stuff before.
I will too,
Yeah. I put one time I put a jug of milk once in a closet. And was ruined.
Just like some random closet?
Yeah, like my clothes closet.
Really?
Yeah, just talking and not. I can't find my nuts. I've looked everywhere. I've looked in the garage.
Yeah.
I've looked where the dog toys are.
Right, yeah.
I've looked in the weight room. I looked back in my home studio and behind. I can't find my nuts.
Yeah.
And do you ever miss it?
You know what? I never have a problem. My nuts are always, I always keep my nuts quite visible, which can get me in trouble, actually.
Like I told you that one time I hid, back when iPods were big, I bought the kids' iPods and I wanted to hide them, and I took my daughter's one time and stuffed it up in the ceiling tile.
Right.
And forgot I put it there and had to go out and buy her another one and then found it later. Like, I've done that.
Yeah.
But I lost a tub of nuts.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that the problem's not with your nuts, it's with your brain.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's tradition that in a president's last days, they pardon people.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure it's tradition they pardon this many people.
I haven't looked into it to see how many have been pardoned.
It's pretty common they pardon a lot, but I don't know about this. He's already pardoned, I think, almost 100 people, something like that, and they think he might pardon 100 more today. So, who are there any high-profile names of people that Donald Trump could pardon today? Yes, there are. These are the ones to watch for. They figure he's got rappers on his list. He said rappers. He didn't say this, but the odds makers in Vegas are saying it's very likely he will pardon Lil Wayne.
Mm.
Now, the rapper Lil Wayne is up on weapons charges, and he faces those at the end of January, and they figure that he will probably be pardoned because of his support of Donald Trump in the past election.
Do you think he'll get a tattoo to commemorate it?
Probably, yeah. Kodak Black is the other rapper. He's in jail right now, up on weapons charges, so they figure he'll probably get pardoned. Non-rappers, Steve Bannon, his right-hand guy, he'll likely be pardoned today. I'm not sure what charges he's up on, but they can actually pardon you on charges that may come up. Not even things you've been charged for yet.
Yeah.
Joe Exotic. What are the chances there? Well, he's got plus 125 odds.
So that means you got to bet $100 to get 125.
Right. So those are pretty good odds.
Yeah.
That he could get pardoned.
Highly speculative, though, all this stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, of course. Yeah. Anything with Trump, everything is highly speculative.
Yeah.
You can't really. He's not a very predictable dude.
There isn't a limit on how many you can pardon, though.
No, he can pardon Nahiki.
And nobody can overturn this. Once it's done, it's done.
So some of the long shots here, I would say the mid-range long shots, Suge Knight. He's got plus 300 odds. Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks guy, and also Edward Snowden, who was a whistleblower. They say they could be pardoned. But if you go further down the list, like, let's go the real long shots here. The longest shot is El Chapo. I mean, he's not going to pardon El Chapo, yeah. You guys. Bill Cosby?
I want him to so I can eat Jell-O again, guilt-free.
Well, I haven't bought Jell-O.
I haven't bought Jell-O in a long time.
I eat that. I even load Kodak film into my camera. R. Kelly is a long shot. Okay. This one's interesting, though. I don't know how to... Is her name Ghislaine?
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell. She was the... I guess assistant of Jeffrey Epstein's horrible human being. Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein was even worse.
She was the three in the sum.
Yes, she was. She was the arranger. She was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
They figure it's a long shot that she'll be pardoned, plus 5,000 odds. But there's again, it's everything speculative. But everybody's saying, well, what if Donald Trump was involved in a scandal with them? She may be pardoned because maybe she has something on him that could go away if she's pardoned. So who knows?
You know, though, but with all the...
If he pardons her, you know something's going on.
Like, okay, so let's be honest here. With the guys and girls that you mentioned that he could pardon, they're just going to piss it away, especially R. Kelly.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
I'm going to make up the name here, but I got a DM, and this guy listens to the show all the time, and he hears us talking about relationship stuff, and you know I always say relationships are based on blackmail.
Yeah, that's what it is. Of course, always.
Hey, hey guys, ever notice how women use sex as a bargaining chip?
Right.
I figured out how to work the game with my wife, too. My wife is the most agreeable roughly 20 minutes after we have adult time.
Yeah.
So far, in the last 5 months, I've successfully negotiated the purchases of a 4K television and a PS5 using this tactic. I love it.
Who the hell stays up 20 minutes after adult time? Good night.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Pearl Jam has sent a cease and desist letter to a tribute band named Fake Pearl Jam with two M's. They say it muddies the brand and wrecks the brand and causes confusion. Now, it's funny because it's kind of hypocritical in this sense. Matt Cameron from Pearl Jam was in a band.
The drummer.
Was in a band that was a Kiss cover band.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains what happens to them.
I played the Kiss cover band when I was 14 for, the local high school talent show. And then Kiss Gene somehow found out about us. And we were just some podunk local band in Chula Vista, Kiss imitation band. But I guess at that time, they were going after the Kiss cover bands. The kid that played Paul Stanley, he received the Aucoin management letterhead from their manager with a cease and desist.
Yeah.
So we thought it was so cool that we got a letter from Aucoin management.
Of course.
They were coming after 14-year-old kids at that time.
Yeah, well, Kiss, they can shut up. I mean, I they're so greedy. Like, it's crazy. But, I get what you're saying, that he's hypocritical a bit because they're coming after this other band called Pearl Jam with two M's.
But those guys were 14. These guys are older, and they're selling merchandise that's kind of similar type of stuff.
And Pearl Jam with two M's. I mean, be more creative than that. Can't you call yourself... I know there are probably lots of Pearl Jam cover bands out there, but, like, name yourself after a song or...
Well, like, the Metallica band that we had, they were awesome cover band. Sandman? Yeah, like...
And I also know another Metallica cover band that was called Disposable Heroes.
Right, like, so make up, like, call yourself Jeremy or Tan or what name did you come up with?
I said, actually, you know what? Which one I like more now? Originally, it was Ruby Jelly instead of Pearl Jam, but I think I like Ruby Relish.
Okay.
That's my favorite now.
Yeah.
But I mean, go with whatever. I understand what Pearl Jam is doing, though.
Yeah.
That can really interfere with your merchandise sales and things like that, because we all know that things are rough for Pearl Jam. They're probably not making any money.
Especially
Matt Cameron, because he's barely in any other bands. Matt Cameron has barely done anything. He's only in Pearl Jam and Soundgarden. I mean... What's his stream of revenue?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.